Goldstein, eFuturist, Health Innovation Media. We're broadcasting live from the Conversa booth, 11334, in the lower level of the HIMSS exhibit hall. David Nace is a leading physician expert for many years, and we're going to talk about data.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about the new company that has been doing unbelievable data things in other verticals, and they brought you on board to do smarter, better data in health, because we have a tremendous shift in databases, and if we don't understand the underlying databases, as you've told me, that we won't figure out how to manage the data we have, much less the tremendous amount of data that's going to come off the omics as we profile that for people with cancer and other conditions. So David, why don't you tell us about this new company that pulled you in to build an entire healthcare vertical for?
So it's been an amazing journey in my life as a physician, taking care of patients, and then working in the industry. I've tried to skate where the puck's going to be.
Right? Yes.
So 25, 30 years ago, I thought employers would roll after the Clinton Health Plan didn't work out. And I was involved actually a little bit with that Clinton Health Plan, trying to help them out. So I actually went to employer benefits, working with employers, new healthcare. Then I saw managed care coming. So I went to the managed care side, and I was with Aetna, United, chief medical officer. And then that was starting to fade, and I thought, technology, that's the future, right? So I went to McKesson, past 10 years, yeah. Building applications and everything. And we all know things aren't interoperable. You know, healthcare is the only industry to fully digitalize. It was the last one to digitalize, but has created no value. The cost still going at the same rate. Quality overall is not all that much better. So it's very interesting. So I've been scratching my head thinking, what's the next one? What's wrong in Mudville? And I thought, the data. That everybody knows data is going to drive everything. Why can't we use all the data? Did you know that 80% of everyone's data is not currently even tapped or used?
I did not know that. 80%.
80%. Absolutely. And that's generally in all industries.
And you know what? I think you're just talking about the medical or health data that people
no,
have, right?
Generally in all industries.
All industries.
All industries. But healthcare is worse.
If we take the healthcare perspective, data that may be on my fitness or my purchasing behavior at the store, that's definitely not looked at by most health systems.
Actually, that's even a worse story, because if you look at an enterprise, a hospital, a health system, a health plan, a government, a state, I'm talking about the data that they have
right.
within their enterprise.
Correct.
80% is not used. If you look at the other stuff you just mentioned outside, it's even worse.
Correct. They're not
right.
even touching that.
Correct.
To understand people, see, I believe this is about life. It's not about health, and it's not about medical care, because when my condition is treated properly, my life is better.
That's right.
So we're in a life business, and we're not looking at people in the context of their family, their social environment, and all the other things that contribute or detract.
So how are we ever going to do that if we can't even handle the data we have within our structure?
Well, that's my question to you.
Right. So I literally was out in Silicon Valley looking for the next thing I wanted to do, interviewing people, venture capitalists and stuff. And I ran into a guy for a company that had been plugging away at this for a while and said, you know, there's a generational shift about ready to occur in the way data is housed and managed that will explode things. So I did a lot of history, and you know, technology shifts occur once every 20 or 30 years. We had mainframes in the 50s and 60s. The big shift occurred in 1984 when Oracle developed its version 7, which was a reliable and consistent version of the relational database, just like Excel spreadsheet, rows and columns. And today, 94% of every data in the world, every industry for everything, is managed in relational databases, a 30-year-old technology that was built for problems of the 60s and 70s. And so things are just, over the past couple years, starting to explode in a small way with non-relational databases that can do all kinds of neat things. Now, I'm not talking about the Hadoop and analytics of the world.
Right.
And as you know, Gartner has already said 80% of what's out there in analytics adds no value, doesn't do anything, but everybody's trying to do it. I'm talking about running your business.
So can I convert relational databases that we have lived with, that you said,
do today?
Can I convert it into unrelational databases that can be effectively mined?
Absolutely not. It's a new technology, and disruptive technologies end up replacing old technology. And always, whether you're talking about steam, you know, sail ships migrating to steam,
right.
steamships or whatever, that conversion occurs quickly, but it doesn't convert. You can't take a sail ship and make it a steamship.
Well, can I take the data out of relational databases and put it in the new structure?
Yes and yes. So you can
actually... So I need the whole new structures, but I can get the data out of the old structures and put it in the new
structures. You can use the data immediately, and you can use it in any form, any way, any time, cheaper and faster, like all disruptive technologies do.
So the move, as I understand it, the move from relational to unrelational databases is disruptive.
Absolutely.
Hugely disruptive.
Disruptive.
And it's absolutely needed because the volume of data is growing exponentially.
Well, it's not even that. The relational database requires a specific structure kind of data, right?
Yep.
And now we have all kinds of data. So it's not even the volume. It's the volume, the velocity, the veracity. And the world in the past 2 years has created more data than all of human history. So it's not just the type, it's the type, the volume, the speed.
And we're doubling every 2 or 3 years, correct?
Even faster. So this is an issue, is what do we do? So right now, if you take any organization, hospital, health plan, and their information technology department, their CIO, they're backlogged in queues because
right.
The relational database can't handle it. And even then, they're only able to use less than 10%
right.
of their data. So. 4 years ago, there were 4 or 5 companies in this space. Now there's 60. So the beginning of the hockey stick is starting to happen. So some people call this space not only SQL, NoSQL. It's not a great term. I use the term non-relational because this is the new technologies beyond relational. And there's lots of different types. It's a whole different story, but you should come and learn about it.
Yes, I will. And the name of the company you're working with now is?
So I work with MarkLogic.
Now this MarkLogic.
MarkLogic, MarkLogic. So
and
the interesting thing,
in
we...
New York?
Nope.
Silicon Valley.
Right. So we've been around for 14 years.
14 years.
Organic growth, started by a founder who was a brilliant visionary, good friends with the folks at Google, interested in search. And his question was, how come I can go on Google and find anything in the world, and I go to work and I can't find a darn thing? And that's still true today for most people. Think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Right. And also Google, when you ask things, it then prompts you new things to ask. Right? If you think about the way we do analytics, we don't do it that way. We preconceive the question, answer, and maybe get an answer later.
Right.
So how do we make data instruct us to make curious exploration? Right? And that's what this new sort of technology does. So, MarkLogic's been around a long time, but it was adopted by... the intelligence community. And they're early adopters of technology, terrible references. And that's where a lot of the organic growth occurred. And
right, so
after September 11th, MarkLogic really started growing and just recently has begun exploding. And so right now in other industries, JP Morgan is running their bank on us, Deutsche Bank, healthcare.gov. The reason we were able to save it at the last minute is they brought us in. We run the data hub for all of IRS, first time.
The renovation, second time around.
Well, there was no second time, actually. They launched and they've been successful since, but we helped them go live
when they
weren't going to be able to do it with a traditional
Correct.
Relational approach after 3 years.
So other examples of any health systems or health plans using your...
Well, so this is
today?
Very interesting. So there's lots of other industries worldwide that have been using this approach. Healthcare is always the last, right?
Yeah.
So the folks from... some of the large health plans that were called in on the healthcare.gov save got to know our technology and are starting to rapidly deploy. So we're in 2 of the largest 5 health plans. The pharmaceutical industry is exploding using this for real world evidence, going out, tracking people with Facebook and...
Wow, you're the greatest unkept secret of the show, I think.
That's right. So all that stuff we do for the intelligence community, counterterrorism work, intel workers in the field using laptops on our technology, that stuff people don't...
So
we don't
do you even have
promote.
A booth at HIM16?
We do.
You do? Where is that?
It's 2 rows over and down.
What's the number? What's?
And I don't have the number right
offhand.
Hey, Fred,
offhand. Can you look up the number for
MarkLogic?
MarkLogic booth? Thank you. We'll get that out on the show.
That sounds great.
So that's really exciting because that's going to revolutionize our ability to use data.
Yes.
And apply it.
Right.
Which should help us lower costs and improve quality.
And that's exactly it.
11650. 11650.
Awesome.
That's right around us.
And there's 4 or 5 people from MarkLogic there, ready and standing.
So my associate
question.
Fred Goldstein is going to go kick their tires later because he loves data. He loves databases, and this whole new generation of undata relational databases.
So you know, what I often tell people? Like, I'll meet with CIOs, because most of the people that do information management, they're sort of know one world, right?
Right.
So I often ask them, when they start to ask me, they're interested, and they say, well, how do I learn about this? I say, stop. You remember the movie The Matrix, right?
Yes.
They had a choice. He sat down on the couch and said, look, I need you to make a choice. You can take the red pill or the blue pill. If you take the blue pill, the world will continue the world you know it. If you take the red pill, you have to be willing to go down the rabbit hole. And the world is not the way you see it today. When you look at these new technologies, just like going from sail ships to steamships, you have to reconceive what technology is about and how data is used. And it really is a totally different perspective. So that's what I would ask people to do when they're going to the booth. Keep your mind open. Be willing to look at things very different. Don't start asking questions in the old world, and ask questions about how you solve your problems.
Okay, so we got about 2 minutes to go. And this is, I love revealing secrets. It really shouldn't be secrets. And getting the word out about Mark Logic. And what's the key advice that you would give to a CIO or their health technology team that are now sitting? They just invested billions of dollars in Epic, built on the old relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Epic's database is the relational database, right? All the data is stored in a relational database. So what's your recommendation to those organizations who dumped billions of dollars into 80s technology?
Right. So they're actually not 80s technology. As you know, Epic has newer technology. And many of the other organizations, HIEs, or people that are doing claims processors for payers or pharma, they're still new technologies, but they sit on a database. So at the
They sit on the structured relational database.
And that's what people...
So what advice...
So I would actually give the advice to the business teams, not necessarily to the CIO.
Okay.
And so what did we learn over time? Culture eats strategy every day for lunch.
Yes.
Well, within an IT organization, they all know one way of doing things. So going right at that, it may not be the best way to do it. Maybe going to the business side and saying, hey, there's something going on in the industry. There's a shift. There's a technological shift. And you should know about it, because here's what you could do as a result of that shift. Right now, all they do is send orders to the IT shop, and they're behind.
Right, so the business side needs to identify their requirements that would lead the IT people to demand and require unrelational databases.
Not at all. I would actually recommend collaboration. So I think the business team, the C-suite, the business team, needs to work with their CIO and their colleagues in the IT department to really look and understand this new technology, this non-relational technology, and there's many companies offering it, and understand what can be done, because
right.
The world can be different.
Thank you, David.
Sure.
Mark Logic's the company, and you're building the healthcare vertical for them.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You. They're lucky
Thank
to have you.
When I gave the word, now